Welcome to Yo 11 Minutes. Yo 11 Minutes, mostly Vegas, no BS casino experience, and more. Michael Traeger is out today, but he'll be back next week. I'm Michael Vestro, the newly announced senior editor and editorial director here at TravelZork. I'd like to thank Michael Traeger for these additional responsibilities and for bringing me on officially. Today's episode is going to look on the history of the Beatles' love, the show at Mirage that blends the music of the Beatles with acrobat stylings. It was just announced today that the show will be closing in July, but before I get ahead of myself, let's get to the news. The Beatles' Love, the mesmerizing Cirque du Soleil show that blends the iconic music of the Beatles with the company's signature acrobatic performances, has just announced its final performance for July 7th of this year. You will see the final curtain call of the show, which has run for 18 years at the Mirage Las Vegas. The closure is due as Mirage Resort begins its transformation into the Hard Rock Las Vegas. Celebrating its 18th anniversary this year, The Beatles' Love is a vibrant and thrilling production driven by its Grammy Award-winning soundtrack and breathtaking aerial artistry, colorful visuals, and high-energy choreography on a 360-degree stage. The Beatles' Love soundtrack, produced and mixed by the Beatles' original producer George Martin and his son Giles Martin, is Cirque du Soleil's first and only Grammy-winning soundtrack. George and Giles Martin worked with the entire archive of Beatles recordings to create the soundscape for Love, utilizing 130 songs to create the 26-track soundtrack. The Beatles' Love performs Tuesday through Saturday at 7 and 9:30 p.m. inside its world-class theater at the Mirage Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, also home to the official Beatles shop, which is also the only licensed Beatles retail store in the world. That's interesting. So for more information, you could go to CirqueDuSoleil.com/Beatles Love. Tickets for the final shows are not yet on sale, but will be upcoming. Look back on the history of the Beatles' Love. Now, why a host show dedicated to the closing of a Cirque show? And that's a good question, but the Beatles' Love was adored by many and considered a Vegas staple to many, so it just makes sense that I put some time into giving it the honor it deserves. Unfortunately, I have a cold, so I cannot do the old-timey Vegas voice, you know, and now look at Vegas history, see? I won't be able to do that for the entire article. Thankfully, that part is just pre-recorded for this intro, so let's have some of that.
Greetings, ladies and gents, and now it is time for a Las Vegas history moment. A moment of Las Vegas's history. Brought to you by TravelZork.
Brought to you by TravelZork. Okay, so Love is a 2006 theatrical production by Cirque du Soleil, which combines the reproduced and reimagined music of the Beatles with an interpretive, circus-based, artistic, and athletic stage performance. Can you imagine back in, like, you know, when the Beatles were popular, someone saying, let's do a circus act to Beatles music? Only in Vegas. The show plays at a specially built theater at the Mirage in Las Vegas. The project arose from discussions in 2000 between George Harrison and his friend Guy Lalibertaire. I'm not good with the French words. One of Cirque's founders. 3 years of negotiations between surviving members of the Beatles, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, the Beatles' widows, Olivia Harrison representing George Harrison and Yoko Ono representing John Lennon, the Beatles' holding company Apple Corps Limited and the MGM Mirage culminated in an agreement. The first executive producer was Neil Aspinall, then manager of Apple Corps LTD. Dominic Champagne shares the show concept creator credit with Giles Stecroy, a founder of Cirque, who was also credited as the director of creation. The creation director is Chantal Tremblay. Tickets went on sale April 19th, 2006. Preview performances ran from June 2nd to June 29th. During these shows, including June 16th and June 17th, which were attended by McCartney. In attendance at the gala opening on June 30th were McCartney, Starr, Ono, Cynthia Lennon, Julian Lennon, Olivia and Donnie Harrison, and George Martin. It was the biggest reunion of the Beatles family since the band's breakup. At the end of the show, McCartney, Starr, Olivia, Ono, and Martin went on stage. On June 26, 2007, everyone met for the first anniversary of the show at the Mirage, where the Love Show is staged. McCartney, Starr, Olivia, and Ono were interviewed by CNN's Larry King shortly before the show began. The group unveiled a plaque at the Mirage Hotel in Las Vegas in memory of John Lennon and George Harrison. Starting in late October 2010, Cirque du Soleil offered backstage tours of the Love Theater. The experience allowed visitors to see the backstage wings, training rooms, costume workshops, and break area, and go up to a catwalk into the sound and lighting booths. Not every experience would be the same, as the tour is conducted around a regular day, so performers may or may not be training, rehearsing, or even working out. Leading up to the show's 10th anniversary in July of 2016, producers updated the production, which included changes to imagery, costumes, acts, as well as the addition and removal of pieces of music. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the show was shut down from March 2020 until August 2021. Created by French designer Jean Rabossé, the Love Theater at the Mirage houses 6,351 speakers and 2,013 seats. That's like three speakers for every seat almost. Anyway, and it was set around a central stage. Each seat is fitted with three speakers, including a pair in the headrest. The sound system was designed by Jonathan Deans. The stage includes 11 lifts, 4 traps, and 13 automated tracks and trolleys. Each lift is capable of lifting 20,000 pounds. The Love Theater features 32 digital projectors that are used in the show. Everything is digital from source to screen, making very large, high-definition digital 100-foot-wide panoramic images. Video images on two walls above the audience on two sides of the auditorium emphasize elements of the show and provide transitions. High-definition projectors also create enormous images designed by Francis Laporte on four translucent screens that can be unfurled to divide the auditorium. The Love Theater, which replaced the Siegfried and Roy Theater at the Mirage, is said to have cost more than $100 million. The theater is set up as a circular theater in the round, which seats 360 degrees around the stage. There are four balconies in the theater, and the furthest seat from the absolute center of the stage is only 98 feet. The closest seat to the absolute center of the stage is 23 feet and 4 inches, which is only 2 feet and 9 inches from the edge of the stage. That's pretty damn close. Let's talk about the storyline for a bit. The loose story of the production traces the Beatles' biography in broad strokes from the Blitz through the band's founding and climb into superstardom, their psychedelic and spiritual works, and their breakup in 1970. The finale is a joyous celebration of the Beatles' reunion that the show itself represents. Love traces this path without relying on literal or historical representations of individual people. Its landscape is inhabited by fictional characters plucked from the Beatles' lyrics. Sergeant Pepper, a central figure, encounters such characters as Lucy in the Sky, Eleanor Rigby, Lady Madonna, and Mr. Kite. In an exception to the stylistic choice, the Here Comes the Sun scene features a character resembling Krishna. Similarly, several scenes include mop-top, dark-haired figures in black suits who resemble the Beatles. The international cast totals 65 performers. Each song or medley is the name of a scene. Let's look at some of the characters. Love has a plethora of characters which are inspired by the music of the Beatles. Dr. Robert, the host of Love. Eleanor Rigby, an English woman. Father Mackenzie, a preacher from older times. Fool, a strange man on roller skates. Her Majesty, as a symbol of pride for the nation, she is often seen in a large oval frame. Julia evokes John Lennon's mother, Julia Lennon. Mr. Kite and Helter Skelter. Kids of Liverpool. Krishna, which unites the cultures and sounds of the East and West. Lady Madonna, a character who represents motherhood. Lucy and the Firemen, a duo of lovers. Mr. Piggy represents the aristocratic, traditional values. Nowhere Men represent the zeitgeist of love. The Nowhere Men are four characters: Pink Nowhere Man, Dr. Robert, the Fool, and Eggman. Nurses, the caregiving stagehands of love. Sailors, there's also Sergeant Pepper, a ringmaster-like character. The Sugar Plum Fairy, a charming disc jockey. Teddy Boys, Eggman, which is a breakdancer, and unlike most other Cirque productions which feature live music, Love uses pre-recorded material from the Beatles catalog. Many of the original Abbey Road Studios recording session tapes have been reorchestrated and inspired Love's dance, acrobatics, as well as visual and theatrical effects. Sir George Martin, the Beatles original producer, and his son Giles Martin worked the entire archive of Beatles recordings to create the musical component for Love. The result is an unprecedented approach to the music for a stage production. Love samples 120 songs to create 27 musical pieces. The songs are mixed so that the lyrics and instrumentation from one song blend into the next. One musical highlight of the show is a new version of While My Guitar Gently Weeps, which matches the first studio demo of the song with a string arrangement written for Love by Sir George Martin. A commercial soundtrack of the show was released in November of 2006. On July 7th of this year, 2024, it all comes to an end. The final curtain bow will happen. The final bow and the curtain call will happen as Mirage gets ready to transform into hard rock, or as we like to call it here at Travel Zork, Mirage Rock. So there you go. That is a history of the Beatles' Love at the Mirage, Las Vegas, and that's going to do it for this episode. Luxury travel booking, Travel Zork Travel. Visit us at travelzork.travel to plan your next amazing vacation, and please join the conversation on social media. You can find us easily. All social platforms are at Travel Zork. We'll see you next time.